Welcome to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast, where top football coaches from around the country share their stories, philosophies, concepts, and strategies to help you get better on and off the field. Now, here's your host, Keith Grabowski.
Welcome to the Coach and Coordinator Podcast and another episode in our Inside the Program series. With 222 wins and 10 state titles on his resume, Coach Rick Strife certainly figured out the formula to building a winning program. The former head football coach at Cathedral High School in Indianapolis, Coach Strife enjoyed 23 seasons of success with the Fighting Irish. On USA Football's Inside the Program series, we sat down with Coach Strife to learn about the importance of having an organized off-season development program. In particular, we dive into the schedule of the off-season, team conditioning, weightlifting, and scheme installation. Let's take a listen to Coach Strife.
We'll start our weight training when we come back from winter break. We give the kids basically the month of December off. We want them to get away from football, get away from us. I want my coaches to have some downtime too. So we've been very fortunate that we've gone to Thanksgiving for the last several years, but that month of December, everybody get away from each other. Now we may have some player meetings in December. We'll do some of that with some of the returning players, some things that we need to goal set and stuff. But for the most part, we're not doing anything other than having meetings. So January to March is our heavy lifting season. We're very fortunate that we have an advanced physical education program that in the classroom, we get our kids will lift in the classroom. We will still lift 3 days a week after school, and it primarily gets those freshmen who don't have the classroom yet. But even the kids that have the classroom, they come back in, we're 45 minutes in the weight room after school, they'll do an additional lift, or we'll take those older kids, our seniors will teach our freshmen the lifting techniques and stuff so that we can catch those guys up. We don't have spring football in Indiana, so when the weather breaks, we get outside, we'll do some agilities, we'll do speed training, we'll do some speed development stuff. We do that 2 days a week and then still have our 3 days a week lifting. So the one day is just a straight lift day. And again, it's all kind of weather dependent. And really our goal in the winter and the spring is to build as much mass as we can. Now the springtime, when we start to do our running, now we're starting to work on some quickness, we're starting to work on some speed development. After maybe even whittle down some bulk. When we get in the summer, we're very fortunate in Indiana that we can put helmets and shoulder pads on in the summer. So it's kind of like our spring ball. We have 12 days of contact practice that we can have where we can pad up. Now we can meet as many times as we want, but those are the only days we can put helmets and shoulder pads on. So what we do in the summer, we go Mondays and Wednesdays. And we have multi-sport kids too. So our basketball kids, they do workouts on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Our baseball kids will play baseball all summer. And so if they've got a league game on a Monday night, they go play league baseball and they miss workouts. It is what it is. But our Mondays and Wednesdays, we will have a meeting for a half hour, and this is when we do our install. And on Monday, let's say at 4:30, all the offensive guys go to the weight room, defensive guys go to the field. We'll do our individual and our group work on the field while the offense is in the weight room. Offense gets done in the weight room, we switch. Then we'll come out on the field and we'll have an inside period and the DBs are doing one-on-one, for example. Then we'll have a skelly period and then the offensive linemen, defensive linemen are doing one-on-one. And then we'll do a little bit of a team period against each other. I don't really want to call it a scrimmage, but it's a real good thud session. Then once we get to July, we're starting to scheme for our first game opponent. And so we'll do the same setup. Our freshmen will practice side by side with the offensive guys. Offensive guys go to the weight room, all of our freshmen will flip over and they'll play defense. So we train our freshmen on offense and defense. Then the third session, when we come out to do our team stuff, our freshmen go to the weight room and they get their weight room session that way. And so then the goal of the entire summer is to have our install in so that by the time practice officially starts, everything's installed and we've got a really pretty good idea of who our starters are and who's in the first set of mix. Once practice officially starts. Our coordinators will sit down with each other and they will literally plan out their monthly installs so that the defense is installing something that the offense is ready to handle. The offense is installing something that the defense is ready to handle. Now, when we get to July, it's kind of fun. They listen to those guys chess against each other, and they end up scheming against each other for July. And I go, guys, we're playing Ben Davis first game. Get ready for those. But it's okay. It's really good. It's kind of a very competitive thing. But what we will do is we start all over again. So the first day of June, the first practice, we're doing starts and stance, and here's our base formation, and here's our first two base running plays, for example. Or this is our base defense. Here is where we're going to line up. So we start all over again as if we're training all the kids with zero knowledge from the beginning. And that helps our sophomores, even though they played in the system as freshmen, it helps everybody make sure that they're still all on the same page. And then we progress. For example, on the defense, start out with our two or three base coverages and practice those for 2 weeks. Then we'll put our first maybe change in the front. Then we go the next week, maybe our blitz pickups. It's a progression of install. Same thing on the offensive side. Most of the time it's an inside out run, and three-step drop was where we start. And then we just kind of keep advancing it from there. When we start to put our offense in, we kind of go from an inside-out format. Fullback dive may be your first play, for example, because it's your inside belly, whatever that might be. And it may be a play we may only run 10, 12 times a year. But we start on the inside and then gradually go with our gap schemes. We'll go gap out. And then usually once we get our gap stuff installed, for example, you know, whether it be ISO or powers, now we're going to go to our zone blocking. And so we'll go inside zone, then outside zone. And really, we only have six or seven plays, but we start out with our gap run first, and then we go to our zone running second. And even during the regular season, for example, Tuesday is, during inside period, is gap day. Wednesday is zone day. And so we will practice the plays that we're going to install, or they're going to use during the game. And again, Tuesday is going to be a gap day. Wednesday is going to be a zone day for us. Or a gap sound team. And so the first really 2 weeks is getting just a great comprehension of which gap is ours. We do a lot of gap exchange between our mic and our nose. We do gap exchange between our ends and our stack linebackers, our Sams and our Wills. So that first 2 weeks, it's all, we're working gap exchanges so that if we're slanting or we're moving the defensive end into a B gap, then our Sam linebacker knows I'm scraping to see. And then we'll have our guys pulling and moving and doing things so that they can see that the hole's going to move and they need to move with the hole. And so there's a lot of just gap integrity that we really work on those first 2 weeks. Then we'll take it to the next level where now we're starting to move people a little bit more, still thinking the same concept of gap integrity. Now we're going to blitz, and we put trash cans up, call the blitz, everybody runs their gaps. And so as everybody's running their gaps, we're just making sure that we're keeping gap integrity. Oh, nope, hey, now the ends in that gap, you're gonna have to scrape to see. Just, you know, making the minor corrections so that everybody knows where they're supposed to go. So that's our Mondays and Wednesdays during the summers. So an offensive, they may be doing, like I said, their individual. So they're doing their fundamental work, their steps. And if it's a gap protection, they're working their gap steps. Then they may come together in a group, and the running backs and the offensive linemen are together, and now we're just running plays. And we've got offensive guys with vests on as defenders, and we're just stepping to gaps to make sure everybody knows which place they're supposed to be blocking and all that stuff. Quarterbacks and receivers are down running routes on air. While all that's going on, now our defense is still lifting. They're in there getting their 45-minute lift in. Defense comes out, offense comes in, and it's a mirror on the defensive side. That individual period that's our 20 minutes of fundamentals, and then 25 minutes of group period, or however the coach wants to divide it up. And it could be a blitz, it could be we're gonna jog routes so that our players can drop to their, we don't drop the space, we drop the people, so they're dropping to the right people. We can run some of the toughest routes that we have to cover so that we can walk through it, jog it, and run it, so that by the time we get into the Skelly period, we can play a little faster. And we film all of our team activities. And we put it up on Huddle, and that's probably the next greatest teacher that we use.
Thanks again for listening to the Coaching Coordinator Podcast. If you are enjoying the podcast, head over to iTunes and click on a 5-star rate. If you have a minute, write a review. It really helps the podcast. Check out our systems for blocking, defeating blocks, and tackling at footballdevelopment.com, and sign up for our national conference where, as an attendee, You get both of those systems, the advanced tackling system and the contact system, as part of your registration. Check that out at usafootball.com and click under the events tab. Follow us on Twitter at FBDEVCoach and follow me on Twitter at Coach K Grabowski.
Thanks for listening to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast. For more resources, visit the Coach Performance Center at usafootball.com.